Yeah, that's something you talked about yesterday. For most people, the only moment they realize this aliveness is when they're in love with someone, with something.
Yeah.
But what you are saying is be in love with nothing.
Well, we are love. Life, love, it's the same thing. It's like when we talk about falling in love with someone, the reason we call it falling in love is because what actually happens is the me, the self, falls away. It's a falling. Mm-hmm. And along with me falling away, you fall away too. A separate you, the other, falls away. And then there is only love. There's only intimacy. Love is actually not something that you can have. Love is not an experience. It's what you are. It's what this is. It's what life is. And that can be revealed in a love relationship. Someone came to one of my meetings today, and she had come last week as well, and something happened. Something happened at the last meeting, and she said that the whole week she's just felt like she's been in love. Mm-hmm. And her friends have been saying to her, "Wow, you know, it you seem like you're in love, but it's not being in love with one person. It's like being in love with life. It's being in love with life." It's very, very simple. It's the simplest message of all. People think that this message is too complicated to understand. It's too simple to understand.
Too simple to understand.
Too simple to understand. Life is too simple to understand. And children see this. Babies see this.
Animals
see this. As adults, we become... As adult humans, we become so serious, so separate, so lost in our seeking game, seeking for something more, looking for something more. You know, this, what's happening, never seems to be enough. So, you know, just literally, I mean this absolutely literally, what's happening? So sounds happening, feelings in the body happening, the heart beating, the feel of maybe you're driving your car and the feel of the wheel on your hands, literally everything that's happening, that's never enough for us. And we seem to spend our lives seeking, looking for something else, something more, something out there. And we miss this, which is life itself, life happening. We become seekers. We become seekers. And we're looking to the future to complete us. We're looking to life in the future to complete us, to make us feel whole. Because we've become separate from this, from what's happening, we feel separate, and then we start to search for the end of separation, for wholeness. That's what we really long for, is wholeness. But we're always looking for it out there. Actually, it was always here. This is wholeness, this is unity, this is one. This is already complete. This present experience is already a perfect expression of life. And you are not separate from it. It's only when you become separate from this that the problems begin, the seeking begins, the suffering begins. Really, the search of a lifetime, and whether it's the search for more money or it's the search for spiritual enlightenment, and it's the same seeking. It's the same seeking. It's the search for something in the future. All of which means you've rejected. There has been a rejection of what's happening. Of this. Of life. Life has been rejected. And then you look to the future to complete your life. So it's a vicious circle. And in the meetings, in my books and meetings, what I'm suggesting is that all that seeking of a lifetime can come to an end.
But how?
But how?
The H word. Well, that's what people, the first question that comes to mind, everybody, well, tell me how.
Tell
please,
me how.
Please. Is there, are there 1,000 ways? Is there no way? Both?
That's why I think this message is unlike any other message out there, because... Mm-hmm.
You don't give people anything to work
I don't give you anything because you don't need anything. What this is suggesting is you're already perfect the way you are already. This is in the already. This isn't about doing something to reach something in the future. That's the seeking. This isn't about doing something to end the sense of separation. This is about a seeing. I use the word seeing sometimes. It's about a seeing that right now you are not separate from this. That right now this is life happening and it's full and it's complete. So in that, the question how just dissolves. This isn't about getting an answer to the question how. The questions dissolve. It's life lived without the questions, without the seeking. It's very, very, very simple. It's too simple to understand.